And Charlie, you talked a lot last week about how, you know, setting the seeds for that victory in a practice on Wednesday. Did you set the seeds for this game today? Do you think things went today?
No, I mean, I'm not here to give a, you know, daily report of how practice goes. You know, that's up to coach. I'll let coach, you know, tell you all about that. But, I mean, we're working. You know, that's the best thing I can give you. We're working. We're working hard. And, you know, we have our eyes on the prize.
What did it mean to see OC out there for the first time in a month?
All on deck. You know, I mean, we're all fighting. We're all trying to get better. You know, it means everything to have OC out there. You know, I know he probably not be 100%, but, you know, he's fighting. He's fighting for himself. He's fighting for this team. He's fighting for what we have at stake.
Hit a lot of big plays against you a month ago. How confident are you that you sort of cleaned up what led to those?
You know, like you said, key words a month ago. You know, that doesn't mean anything about what's going to take place on Sunday. We're a better team. We're a more confident team. And we're a more focused team.
You see both teams that much different than a month ago? You guys in?
I mean, you know, it's all about being consistent. I think, you know, we understand that, you know, it's everything. Everything is online. And, you know, we work extremely hard. We've been working extremely hard in practice. And, you know, guys have been communicating a whole lot better. There haven't been any coverage busts. And guys have been flying around, which is, you know, most exciting part about practice. We're flying around. We're making practice electrifying. And, you know, we'll see, you know, if we can put our stamp on it come Sunday.
How important can a crowd be in this type of game?
You know, it can be very important. You know, very important, you know, to have the crowd on our side. But at the same time, you know, we have to give them something to cheer about. We have to give them something that's going to uplift their spirits as well as uplift our own.
The guy who replaced OC for the last month, Eric Ball's done pretty well. You get another guy back. What does that do for the defense?
You know, it does a lot. OC will and always be, you know, a key factor of our defense. You know, his play speaks for itself. And, you know, having a guy like JPP to back him up, you know, makes a Pro Bowl. You know, congrats to him. You know, it's very well deserved, as well as Eli Manning. And, you know, we're coming out there to play Sunday. You know, it's great to have him back. It's great to have him back in the lineup. We all know what he can do once he's out there. And we're looking forward to him, you know, giving us that same effort and that same play.
How do you look today?
You can ask him that. I don't know. I mean, I play defensive back. I can't pay attention to what the defensive line is doing.
How well you guys played defensively on Saturday against the Jets? Can that carry over to Sunday? I mean, or is it just?
It's all on us. You know, it's all on us. You know, we have a game plan that's in effect. We go out there and, you know, and run to the best of our ability and make sure we're on the same page at the same time and have fun. You know, we had a lot of fun out there, you know, last Saturday, and I think that's what carried us over a lot. You know, we had guys playing over 100 plays, and, you know, I mean, I was one of them, and I never thought that I was getting close to 90 plays, let alone 80. But, you know, to play 104 plays, you know, it says a lot. It says a lot about, you know, the attitude we have as a team. It's, you know, it don't matter if we play 200 plays. We're going to be out there determined, and we're going to get the job done.
Andrew, you played your share of some of these do-or-die games, especially in the Super Bowl run you're out in Arizona. What's that like, knowing that, you know, everything hinges on a certain play or, you know, a certain series, things like that?
You know, you have to be on your toes each and every play. You have to be on your toes. You know, your focus level has to be throughout the roof and beyond. And you got to make sure you're on the same page as your peers. And, you know, that's the most important part. You know, you can have your assignment, but knowing what the guy is doing next to you, knowing that the guy next to you trusts you, it has a lot to do with a defensive scheme. It has everything to do with a defensive scheme. So, you know, our D coordinator has been doing a great job of putting us in position to make plays, and we've been doing a great job, you know, running the plays effectively.